see. And then perhaps I'm I shouldn't do this, but I'm doing. Perhaps even the idea of seeing ceases. The whole thing.
Now what remains?
Her has gone. Now seeing also has gone. What remains? I am remains. No. I am is there. No, we are literally chopping off the words. I am seeing her. Her was finished first. Became an idea. Seeing was still there. And in the intense introversion of the whole attention, seeing also disappeared. Because what is seeing? And that's also gone. I am remains. The I am cannot go away. The I am cannot disappear. Then, that is what Ramana Maharshi calls Aham Spurana.
Well, if you can't get rid of the I am, how can you get rid of the ego?
Is I am the ego? Aren't you aware of the ego? According to that statement, according to your question. What you are aware of as an object of your awareness can be got rid of. It's only a product of your own awareness. I see her, I can get rid of this concept of her. I can even get rid of this concept of seeing. But that aham spurana is there. Aham spurana is, that's what she was asking. The I, aham spurana. The awareness which happens as the I awareness, that cannot go ahead, that is still there. That is there as awareness. Not as ego, but as the subject, not as an object. As a subject without an object, and therefore not subject. You're getting slightly confused, which is nice. I am seeing her, first we eliminated the object, because that's only merely my thought. I don't know whether it is her or him or whatever it. That is merely, purely a matter of education. I have been told that if that somebody appears like that, you should call her. So I pushed that away. Mm-hmm. So I am still left with this seeing. There is the seeing. I am seeing. What it is, I don't know, but I am seeing. Seeing is a function of this energy. And so when even that is resolved, there is still the inmost feeling I am. And that I am is not the subject which rises in relation to an object, but it is a subject, objectless subject, therefore no subject. That gentleman who was here a couple of days ago, is your husband only because you are his wife. If you had not married him, he would not be a husband. So, if I am not seeing her, there is no object to be seen, the subject is not either. Because the subject is subject only in relation to the object.
Okay.
Enlightenment. That is called enlightenment, quite simply.
The aha.
Right. Right. So now the her has gone into an idea, and the seeing has been resolved into a mere function of the movement of consciousness, movement in consciousness. What is left now is the pure I am, with no object, no function. Can I get rid of the I am? The I am is still there. No, no, wait a moment. No, no, no words. No, no, I mean, they are not words at all. They are not. That is why the word, the expression used is aham spurana. Spurana is vibration. Spurana is manifestation, is vibration. Or,
excuse me, sir, but does the I am exist?
Can you deny it?
Well, in terms of being relative?
Your relative we buried long ago. All your relatives we buried long ago. Only this pure I am exists, and I am cannot be made not to exist. The I am cannot get rid of I am. The I am will still be there. But that I am is not the ego I am, is not the I see you I am.
Are you talking about the soul I am?
S-O-L-E I am, yes, right. Not S-O-U-L, S-O-L-E I am.
I
to which there is no you.
It's very clear. At the same time. I can say like that, of this I am. I'm also aware that there's always something around it, feelings around it, that I really can't get at it. That it's really always blocked by certain moods or whatever.
They are called vasanas or samskara, that's what you have been battling all these days. They are the education, the training, the conditioning, the thoughts and the ideas and the concepts which have been fed into us from time immemorial to time immemorial.
Like a baby is still, they're not pure, are they? They still have the vasanas and samskaras of lifetimes.
Possibly.
They still have that sense of I.
Have they?
Well.
Who says so?
You mean, I see, it's the same thing. You don't know.
So I don't know, I have, and so the baby also must have. I am a fool, so everybody else in the world must be a fool.
But it's fine to say, well, or think I am, but if you have all these things around and stuff, isn't that sort of making it...
Correct.
Useless?
Corrupting it, yes. And so one has to deal with all this as and when they come in, disturb the I am. Is it possible for you to... remain the simple and pure I am? How do you know? You have not tried it. When there is a simple and pure I am, aham spurana, let's use that word. It's such a beautiful expression. Aham spurana. That is just the purest vibration of aham. The purest vibration of I am. An awareness in which there is no division into subject and object. I see you. in the words of the Yoga Vasishtha, which is a bit more complicated. As your eyes meet my eyes, if both of us drop dead simultaneously, there is a vision going on here. That is this intelligence, that is the consciousness, that is there. That is the Aham Spurana, the pure I am.
Drop dead right now.
Oh, it doesn't matter. So, even if I do not drop dead, the I has dropped dead. The I, as the subject in relation to the object, has gone. The pure I am. Which was there when you and I were asleep. Not the ego, not the conscious mind. And that can continue to be, and this thing is not going to be altered by your enlightenment. That thing which appeared to be a snake before, that doesn't undergo any change at all, whether you are enlightened or whether you are not enlightened. That is what is. In the same way, can we arrive at an understanding of what I am is when there are no ideas concerning it present? Now, you must be very careful here. When there are no ideas concerning the I am present, what is it? The I am is still there. The world is still there and all the activities are still going on. That thing is still lying on the ground, yes? At one time, there was an idea concerning it, that it is a real snake. At another time, there was an idea concerning it, that it is not a real snake. When all these ideas have been rubbed out, that is what it was and what it will ever be. So can this I am be rescued from all ideas concerning it? Not the ideas which may be dancing around it. We are not interested in wiping that out. That is what, unfortunately, we have been trying to do. So that we thought that if you are my wife and if I want enlightenment, I must abandon you and go away because the I am is related to you as a husband. But you are still there. Even if this man drops you and goes away, you are still there and he is still there. What's the... There was an illusory relationship which wasn't real in any case. So why not drop the idea concerning the I am? And there is freedom. Immediately there is freedom. You are there, I am here. Absolutely, there is no change at all in all this. That is a chair and this is also a chair and there is a microphone in between. This is a dog and there is a tape recorder. Nothing is changing. Nothing has changed. But all our illusory notions concerning the I am are dropped off. Because they never existed. They were not true. That's it.
It's curious how the way graspable and how ungraspable this is.
It is as real as the space and as real as the air. You cannot grasp it, but you know it is there.
A baby. You're talking about Ariella. She says Ariella wants some milk. Does she have this feeling, I am?
It is the I am that does it. Does she have the feeling I am? You are creating a division there.
All right, take a baby. A baby automatically requires something. I feel that babies don't have this I am. But there's still...
Maybe he is the I am.
But it doesn't think so.
Well, you know...
It isn't aware of
the enlightened, I am. The enlightened person also does not think I am.
What's he think?
He thinks it is 3:20. Sorry.
But it's those very thoughts to
wait,
get out.
This is a very real problem. Do you see there that you are still wanting to keep this awareness as an object of the I am?
But the object, can the object stay and the subject disappear?
Both go at the same time.
But
she and I at the same time fall dead, leaving the I am alone in between.
Can I fall dead and you still be there? For me?
No, impossible. Impossible.
But then how can the baby have this concept?
Merely
I want the milk without experiencing I am.
That's the beauty. The I am itself wants it.
It cries first and it gets it.
But it doesn't experience I am. It cries.
That's it. The I am acts. The I am acts.
This happens to schizophrenics.
The first time it cries, it gets the milk.
No, that you're talking psychology now.
Yeah.
Is that what the enlightened person is like then?
The enlightened person is like that, is already a division there.
He is it. The baby is it and the enlightened person.
No. He is it again, he here and it there. Hmm?
He is.
No, you've gone away. Yeah? Mm-hmm. It's gone. It's completely somewhere else. No, he is. No.
Then what is?
Consciousness. It's so simple. And as you say, it can slip through the fingers. If you make one wrong move, it's gone.
So it's convenient to have a name for Ariella.
That's what you think.
But because we have a name for Ariella or Hilda or Venkatesananda, we then build up this whole picture. But
even apart from that, because in this I am, there is a movement. The consciousness doesn't merely vibrate, but instead of forming a quick circle, which is a perfect movement, it moves away from the center. And then it creates I am, and I am so and so and so and so. And as soon as I think I am so and so, thought has arisen. And I think I am so and so and so, a personality has come into being. And the personality looks, and space is created.
Mm-hmm.
The whole universe is created.
I am isn't a thought.
No. I am isn't a thought. When all thoughts have ceased to be, the I am is. Even when all thoughts have ceased to be, the I am still is. Which is obvious in sleep. All thoughts have ceased to be, I am there.
Am I?
Possibly you get up in the morning.
Mm.
I seem to remember the first time I became aware of this, that as a very young child, I phrased the question, why am I me?
Mm. That's a tough question. Let's go to the Scientology. In this inquiry, we don't use the question why, because then you get into this all this trouble. get into the theories of karma and Scientology and all sorts of things.
No, it wasn't.
I know.
No.
But at this stage, as a child, it was all right.
No,
but if at this stage, if you ask yourself, why am I here, then the endless series of speculations arise.
Mm-hmm. Trying to wipe the screen.
Right, correct. One by one.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do that, you there's a little oil in the cloth and the oil gets on the windscreen.
Mm-hmm.
Just one question. If you said the child doesn't think I am, doesn't say I am.
I didn't say that.
It is I am, because it is. The I am in the child.
All of us are I am. Hmm?
Then would that be...
I am not in the child. I am, everybody is I am. There's nothing, there's no one who says I am not.
There is no awareness of the I am.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Then would that be comparable to the sage I am, awareness of I am?
Would that means the sage has an awareness of I am?
That's what I'm asking.
No. I mean, then there is a split again. You see the point?
Mm-hmm.
If I am aware that I am, there is a split.
But it seems like when you use the analogy of sleep,
The analogy of sleep is you introduced merely to for a very limited purpose. That is, that I am is when all thoughts, even when all thoughts have ceased, even when all thoughts have ceased. This is really important again. Otherwise, you think that only when all thoughts have ceased, I am even now. I am is even now. But it is not necessary for thoughts to exist in order for the I am to be. The I am exists even in sleep. That's the only purpose for which this sleep is brought in.
So there is absence of awareness of the I am.
Is the I am awareness?
The I am is awareness, right.
I'm not going to stay here.